Parshas Pinchas, we have begun yesterday the Tkufa, which we call Bein HaMetzarim, which is of course based on a Pasuk, the very first Perek in Eicha, when it says, Kol Reitfea Hisigua Bein HaMetzarim, Bein HaMetzarim. Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to look a little bit this evening at what exactly is our Avodah during this period of Bein HaMetzarim. It's important to point out, this is after all a parasha shir, and the Mefarshim explain that nothing is coincidental. The fact that Bein HaMetzarim always fall out in the parashas of Pinchas, and then Matos and Maaseh, is not a mikra. The Shloh HaKadosh points out that the parasha of Pinchas, that's our parasha, contains all the Moyadim, all the Yomim Tovim, which is of course is a reference on the one hand to the fact that we don't have the Korbonos, the opportunity to be Oyle Regel, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, and is also a reference to the fact that Chazal say all of the fasts will eventually turn into Moyadim. In addition, the future Parashios, Matos and Maaseh, which deal primarily with the victories of Klal Yisrael over various nations at war, also the Chalukas Ha'aretz, the division of Eretz Yisrael, all of the various factors that we are missing now that we do not have the Beis HaMikdosh. So too the Sfas Emes in Parashas Pinchas points out that this week's Parasha, the Parasha of the Tmidim, precisely falls out in Bein HaMetzarim in order Lo'oirer Levavos, to arouse the heart, lehishtoikik al avodas Beis HaMikdosh. And so too, the Bnei Yisoscha also points out that Parashat Pinchas, if everybody could please be muted, Parashat Pinchas also, as mentioned, contains all the Moyadim, and that is our Nechama, as mentioned before, that all of the Tzoymois will be'ezus Hashem turn l'sosin or l'simcha, So it's no coincidence, Dovar Bi'itoi Ma Toiv, that everything we read and learn about in this week's parasha and in the coming parashas are very much connected to the theme of Bein HaMetzarim and Churban. As mentioned, the pasuk that gives us this term Bein HaMetzarim is a pasuk in the beginning of Eicha, Kol Reitfeho Hisiguho Bein HaMetzarim. Metzarim is a meitzar, is a border, but it's not just a border, it's something that makes you feel cramped and tight. Says Rashi, it's a gvul, ein mokoim lonus. We have nowhere to escape, we feel very tight and cramped. What is that referring to, says Rashi? This is the period bein shiva osa betamuz le tisha b'av. In fact, the Medrash in Eichov says that these are days of sakona, different type of days. And in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's actually Paskin Lahalocha, that a Rav should not hit his Talmidim in any which way, because it's a Zman of Sakona. We're in the period of Bein HaMetzarim, and Bein HaMetzarim is a time of Sakona. In the time of Sakona, we Chas V'Shalom, the Rav does not hit his Talmidim. So this is the feeling during the period of Bein HaMetzarim. Gvul, Tsar, very tight. In fact, the very first Siman in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, says, Ro'u l'kol yorei shamayim. It is appropriate for every yorei shamayim sheyehei meitzar. Same word as Metzarim. Should feel cramped and tight and uncomfortable. V'doyeg al churban beis hamikdash. The makor of the Shulchan Aruch is actually a Rosh in Brochas, where he says the same, that a person should be shefeich tachanunim. And the Mishnah Berurah there, on that sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph, says that therefore the Mukubalim spoke about the inyan of doing what we call tikkun chatzos, then to spend the rest of the life of the light learning. And it used to be, apparently, that this was a more common practice. Even Pshutei Am, simple people, quote-unquote, used to get up at Chatzos HaLaila and sit on the floor, remove their shoes, and used to mourn the Churban. This, unfortunately, is a practice which is not so common nowadays, and perhaps it could really be said that generally the feeling of Churban is not perhaps so prevalent. I recently heard from a Rav in Yerushalayim that I have connection with, a Rav Halperin, who's the head of what's known as Machon Halperin, and he told me that when he grew up in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, he used to daven in the Me'er Sha'arim Shtiblach. And he said in Me'er Sha'arim, in the Shtiblach, there the simplest of the simplest Jews used to daven. In fact, he even gave an example. He said there were such Amoratzim, unfortunately, they didn't know the basic halachas. He says he remembers davening Shachris there, and after some of the Mispalalim would finish saying Kriya Shema, whilst waiting for the Chazan to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, the people there used to sit schmoozing and talking, which is a basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which they have violated. We're talking about the simplest of Jews, he said, that didn't even know you're not supposed to talk in davening. And yet, he described, he said, but during the 9 days, who ever saw somebody smiling in Me'er Sha'arim Shtiblach? This is not 300 years ago. This is 30 or 40 years ago. Who ever saw people smiling during the 9 days? Even Poshet, quote-unquote, Poshet Yidden. I remember I once asked my Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Ullman, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha, regarding a shaila that people often ask about flying during the 9 days. And he said to me, what should I tell you? It used to be people are very makbid. It seems to be that nowadays the minig is lahokil. I remember, I'm not so old, I think everybody here is older than me, but growing up, nobody flew during the 9 days. If one needed to fly, it was a serious shaila you asked of a rov. Somebody yesterday just asked me, he's flying to Chutz La'aretz on Tisha B'Av afternoon, he had one or two shailas. He didn't ask me, is it mutter to fly on Tisha B'Av? That was just a fait accompli. He's doing it. I don't remember as a child, to be perfectly honest, chasanas on Leil Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva explaining that B'Shas HaTzeirech V'Adoich Godel, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Kornfeld this week told me he had 6 chasanas on the night of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. So it seems to be that the minig has changed, people are flying out and people are having chasanas, and it's hard to connect to the regesh of feeling meitzar v'doyeg. We don't feel either meitzar or doyeg, but we certainly should be, because it's the bein hamitzarim. And therefore, I think it is worth spending perhaps a moment or two trying, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, to work out what it is that Chazal had in mind. What are we supposed to be feeling? What are we supposed to be doing? What is our avodah during the tekufa of Bein Hametzarim? Before we explain what the avodah is, it's important, I think, to explain what the avodah is not. There sometimes is a mistaken notion, as we well know, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us, there were 10 nisim, open miracles, on a daily basis in the Beis HaMikdash. We know that people had parnasa. We know that Chazal tell us that when Mashiach comes, madanim, mutsuyim, ka'ofa, all the delicacies of the world will be plentiful, there'll be no war, there'll be no kina, everything will just be perfect, we'll be living in a utopian world. And sometimes there's a mistaken notion of, that's the avelus in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're mourning, that we don't have all these nisim. If only we would have the Beis HaMikdash, once again we would have nisim, and we would have easy parnasa. That is a mistake, and I saw once an extremely powerful, poignant moshel to bring out the point. Imagine Reuven is about to marry off his child, and all the preparations are underway. And tragically, just a week before the wedding, this Reuven's father passes away, all of a sudden, total shock to the family. All the wedding preparations are suspended. he cannot be involved in that, and he has to sit Shiva. What should he do? The morning of the Chasana is when he gets up from Shiva. Can you imagine the change in mindset? On the one hand, sitting Shiva in the morning, and now he has to dust himself down and somehow muster up the energy to be able to attend his daughter's Chasana. And indeed he does, and very emotionally he can't help and can't stop thinking about his late father. Who would have thought that the father wouldn't be here for the Chasana? But the Chasana goes on, and indeed he's very moved and can hardly help shed a tear. And one of the guests sees him, a good friend of his, and says, "Ah, Reuven, I feel so bad for you. I know this must be so hard for you. I know you never envisaged making a Chasana without your father. It must be so hard for you to have this Chasana without your father." And Reuven says, "You're right, thank you so much. I appreciate the thought, I appreciate your sympathy." And then this friend adds, "Yes, can you imagine? If only your father would have been with us today, I'm sure he would have paid for the wedding." Says Reuven, "Shaita Shabailam, that's why I'm missing my father? Because he would have picked up the bill for the Chasana? That's Zema Shechaserli? That's what I'm missing? I thought you'd come to mechazik me. I thought you'd come to be menachem me. To the contrary. That's what you think? My father was just this bank? What a shame your father's not here, because he would have paid for the Chasana. That's why I'm missing my father? I'm missing my father because b'no kare da'avua, I'm part of my father. Without my father here, I feel like I hardly exist." It's a very powerful moshel. To mourn the Beis HaMikdash because it's a shame we don't have Nisim, and if only Mashiach would be here, things would be much easier, and there would be no Milchoma, no Kino, and no Tachros without Parnasa, is like saying, "If only your father would be here, I'm sure he would have paid for the Chasana." That's not what we're missing. That's not what we're missing. As the Kuzari writes, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're like a goof, b'loi roish, u'b'loi lev. I'm walking around, maybe in a physical way, I have no roish, I have no lev. We say, kihi beis chayenu. That's the source of our chiyus. That's what I'm missing. I'm not missing somebody who would pay for the Chasana. How insensitive. That's why I'm missing my father, because I'm sure he would have paid, he would have helped out, fund the wedding. So that's what Avelos in the Beis HaMikdash is not. And the Rambam spells this out for us. The very famous Rambam says, right at the end of Hilchos Malachim, he says it's true that when Mashiach comes and there'll be a Beis HaMikdash and Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael, it's true. Ma'adanim Mitzuyim Ka'ofa, all the delights of the world will be abundant. There will be no hunger, there'll be no milchama, there'll be no jealousy, it'll be a wonderful world. And yet, Loi Nis'avu HaChachomim V'Hanavim. Do you know why the Chachomim and the Nevi'im so terribly desired Yemos HaMashiach? Loi kedei lechoil velishtois, not because they'll have plenty of food. Elo kedei sheyu pnuyin batoiro v'chochma. So that they'd be able, yes, there'd be more parnasa and there'd be less milchomo and less tirdois, so that I could reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's undoubtedly true. When the Beis HaMikdash will be restored, there'll be Nisim and there'll be Parnasa and there'll be health and everything will be wonderful. But that's not what we're missing. We're not missing somebody to pay for the Chasana. We're missing this ability that we should just be Ponui Batayra. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dalet, the word Eicha, which is of course the most timely word during the Bein HaMetzarim, Aleph Yud Chaf He, is Gematria 36. Says the Gemara, because Klal Yisrael were over the most severe Averas in the Torah, even those that are Chayve Krisos, which sum total 36. There are 36 Chayvei Krisos in the Torah. And Klal Yisrael were over all of those 36. That's Eicha B'Gematria 36. This is not Chas V'Shalom, a number game. Says the Maral in Netzach Yisrael, Krisos Kishmoy Keinhu. Krisos means to be cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not just a number game. If there were over Krisos, what that means is there was disconnect. The Avelos on the Churban is about being disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Krisos. And if you're disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're disconnected from the Eretz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Eretz Yisrael, so you're scattered into exile. And we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, because that's the Mokum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. That is what Avelos in the Beis HaMikdash, over the Beis HaMikdash, is all about. It's not because we need our father to pay the bill for the Chasana. It's because of Krisos. Eicha 36. 36 Krisos. As we well know, when the Beis HaMikdash was invaded, surprisingly enough, they came into the Kodesh Kodshim and they saw the Kruvim embracing each other. Mu'urim zeh bozeh, which of course is a remez, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what the Kesher is supposed to be like. One of embrace. V'hoyu lebosa echod. But it's not that. It's now Krisos. So the avoida of Bein HaMetzorim, this feeling meitzar v'doyig, feeling cramped, is not because if only the Beis HaMikdash would be here, life would be easier. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would pay the bill for the Chasana. No. It's because of Krisos. It's because of Krisos. Disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to share with you a very famous Marasha. The title of this evening's shiur was the 3 weeks of the Bein HaMetzorim and of Yomim Noiroim. Where does that title take its source from? There is a very strange, difficult to understand Gemara. It's a story in the Gemara in Bechoiris. The Gemara says that the Chachomim of Atuna, which I assume means Athens, the Greek Chachomim, the non-Jewish Chachomim, challenged Rabbi Yeshua. And they said to him the following, and this is extremely cryptic, there is a phenomenal interpretation of the Marasha. The Chachmei Atuna, these non-Jewish wise Greek people, they came to Rabbi Yeshua with two eggs. And they said to him, do you know, Rabbi Yeshua, are you able to discern which egg comes from a black chicken and which egg comes from a white chicken? Extremely bizarre, very cryptic, not clear at all what was their attack, what was their question. Even more peculiar was Rabbi Yeshua's response. Rabbi Yeshua said, look at these two cheeses. Do you know which one comes from a black goat and which one comes from a white goat? And that is the end of the Gemara. Completely cryptic, very obscure. What was the Chachmei Atuna's question about the two eggs? The black chicken, the white chicken. What was Rabbi Yeshua's response? The two cheeses, the black goat, the white goat. So listen to the most remarkable interpretation of the Marasha, and this really opens up for us, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, sheds light on our entire avoida during the Tkufa of Bein HaMetzorim. The Marasha says that an egg takes 21 days to develop. And this number 21 is critical, because the 21 represents the 3 weeks, the 21 days from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. And what the Chachmei Atuna were really saying is that you, Jews, you have another period in your calendar of 21 days. Which is that? The Yom HaNoraim. From Rosh Hashanah up to and including Hoshana Rabbah is also 21 days. They were taunting Rabbi Yeshua. What's the difference between white and black? A white chicken and a black chicken. The 21 days that you have between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is all, and Hoshana Rabbah is all about Libun Avoinos, the cleansing. Libun from the word white. Isn't that the Avoidah of the 21 days of Yom HaNoraim? Libun Avoinos. Libun Avoinos. What's the opposite of white? Black. You have 21 days, which L'chaira will be the same number, and yet the exact opposite. You have 21 days, L'chaira, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to be makariv you and cleanse your averus. But I'm sorry to tell you, say the Chachmei Atuna, keneged that you have 21 days of blackness, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu distanced you and is not interested in you. So to be perfectly honest, that's what they meant. What's the difference between this egg and that egg? What's the point of having 21 days of Kapara and Libun? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in you. You have 3 weeks of Richuk. That's what they meant when they produced these two eggs and they said, what's the difference? Can you tell between the egg that comes from a white chicken or a black chicken? It's all the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in you. To which Rabbi Yeshua answered back, again, all the unbelievable interpretation of the Marsha, which surely must have been written, Al Piruach HaKodesh. He answered back, I've got two cheeses which come from an aze, a goat. Can you tell which one is black and which one is white? Says the Marsha, what are the two goats? Which two goats are being referred to? The two goats on Yom HaKippurim, one goes Lashem and one goes La'azazel. But you need both. If there's no Sa'ir La'azazel, then there's no Sa'ir Lashem. In order to complete the Kapara, there has to be both La'azazel, which is represented by black, and also then and only then the Sa'ir Lashem, which is white. Says the Marsha in conclusion, your question is fundamentally wrong. Your question was that the 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah are all about Libun, whitening of sins. But connected that you have the 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned you. There's no difference. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned you, then what's the point of having Libun? Answers back Rabbi Yeshua, you're so wrong. Just like the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah is all about Libun, so too the 21 days of punishment, the 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim from Shiva Osir B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av is all about Libun Avoinos. Ki hatzorois v'yisurin mechaprin. It's hard to believe that these words were written shelo al pi ruach hakodesh. The most cryptic, obscure Gemara, the Marsha has explained it to us. The Chachmei Atuna was saying, you've been abandoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah are all irrelevant because you have 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim which remind you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned you. Says the Marsha, you're so right that indeed you're so wrong. You're absolutely right that the 21 days are a parallel, but that's why you're wrong. Because the 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim indeed exactly parallel the 21 days of Yom HaNoraim, because they too also, the purpose of the Bein HaMetzarim is Libun Avoinos. You don't know the difference between white and black. They're both white. Just like you need the Soir La'azazel and the Soir La'ashem, you need the Bein HaMetzorim and also the Yom HaNoiroim. Ad kan divrei HaMarsha. But surely the Marsha needs explanation. What indeed is the comparison? How indeed can we compare the 21 days of Yom HaNoiroim, which is all about tshuva and coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is that comparable to the 21 days of the Bein HaMetzorim, which are all about Avelus? The theme of the 21 days of Bein HaMetzorim is surely one word, Avelus. And what is it in Yom HaNoiroim? Tshuva. So how can they be compared? And the answer, Rabbosai, is Avelus is indeed all about tshuva. The question is, in fact, the answer. The question is the answer. What is the comparison between Avelus and tshuva? That's not the question, that's the answer. Avelus is all about tshuva. The Rambam says that if chas v'sholom, somebody goes through a difficult period of Avelus, a close family relative, Rachmona Litzlan, passes away, says the Rambam, what is he supposed to do? Yefashfesh b'maisov, soul searching, v'yachzer b'tshuva, and he has to be chayzer b'tshuva. Avelus is all about tshuva. It's a wake-up call. So much so, there is a fascinating halachic ramification of this. The halacha is, Rachmona Litzlan, if somebody passes away and leaves young children, there is no chiyuv avelus on young children, even if they've reached the age of chinuch. Why is that? The Beis Hillel, one of the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, explains, because the Rambam says Avelus is all about tshuva. A katan does not need to be chayzer b'tshuva because he has no Avelus. This is not a hashkafic principle, it is halacha ulamaisa. Avelus is all about tshuva. Not just Avelus when somebody passes away, but so too the Rambam very famously says with regard to tzoreis that befall Klal Yisrael, we have tanyos, we have fast days. Why? Lo'oirer halavovois v'liftoyach darkei hatshuva. So Avelus, both when somebody passes away, Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash, it's all to be ma'oirer the levovois in order, as the Rambam says, liftoyach darkei hatshuva. Let me read to you one or two lines from the Ohr Yecheskel, Ponovich Mashkiach, the Mira Mashkiach, Rabbi Chatzka Levenstein, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha. Hargosha zu, the following feeling, is Yesoid Kol Inyan Avelus Al HaChurban. Ein HaKavona. It's not about Tzar Ba'alma, merely feeling sad. Rather, it is about being shayef, to aspire to be metakin the churban. And the way to do that is by being chayzer b'tshuva, to think about what were the averas that brought about the churban, what therefore must be rectified in order to bring its restoration. This is the yesod. Avelus over the Beis HaMikdash, we asked, what is the Avoida and Bein HaMetzorim? We explained what it isn't. It's not that my father should be here to foot the bill. Rather, it is about tshuva. It is about tshuva. And specifically, tshuva on the Averas that precipitated the Churban in the first place. And therefore, of course, we understand that's exactly what the Marsha means. The 21 days of Yom HaNoiroim absolutely parallel the 21 days of Bein HaMetzorim. We asked, why indeed do they parallel? One is about tshuva and one is about avelus. That is the answer, because avelus is all about tshuva. And we especially understand this in light of the Maral that we quoted before. We said the Maral told us that Eicha is all about krisus, being cut off, distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is tshuva? The Mabit famously writes that I investigated what is the truest definition of tshuva. And I've come to the following conclusion, says the Mabit. Kreivo Lashem Meirichuk Hachet. Tshuva, as the name suggests, returning. When a person is distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a result of Averas, tshuva means he's now returned, he comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam famously tells us that Gedoilo tshuva shemekareves es ha'odom l'shchino. That's what tshuva is all about. If Eicha is all about krisus and richuk, then Avela is all about tshuva and kirva. And therefore now, I think, the picture is complete. The Golos and the Churban, Churban Beis HaMikdash, was all about krisus and richuk, disconnect and distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avelus over the Beis HaMikdash is not merely to feel sad, what a better life I would have. Rather, when you're misboinen betzar over the Churban, and you think about which Averas were they that brought about the Churban, those need to be rectified. That's where we have to be chozer b'tshuva, and that will bring us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in one line, what is the avoida of Bein HaMetzarim? Being chozer b'tshuva to once again create Kirvas Elohim. And of course, that exactly parallels, therefore, the 21 days of Yomim HaNoiroim, which is all about tshuva, coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to finish with one line that I saw this week, a phenomenal line. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was quoted to have said, one can be oile in Ruchnius on Tisha B'Av no less than one is able to do so on Yom Kippur. A staggering line. One can reach Dargas of Ruchnius on Tisha B'Av no less than is possible on Yom HaKippurim. I think we now understand the profound meaning of what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter meant. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, it's all the same avoida, tshuva. The 21 days, the black egg, the white egg, is it black or is it white? You need the black to create the white. You need those tzoros to be ma'oire the levavois in order to bring about libun, lovon, libun ho'avoinois, libun kapora, yisurin mechaprim. That therefore is the parallel, the remarkable parallel that the Marsha is explaining. The 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim parallel exactly the 21 days of the Yom HaNoiroim. Isn't one about tshuva and the other about avelus? Yes, that's the same thing. The avoida of avelus is not to walk around glum and be sad for the purpose of feeling sad. I'm miserable because if only my father was here, he'd pay the bill. No! If my father was here, then I'd have a close connection to him. But he's not here, so I can't have that connection. That's the avelus. I'm mourning the fact that there's krisus, that there's richuk, eicha, 36 krisus. That's the avelus. And that's what the Rambam means, that it's true that when Mashiach comes, we'll have a very rewarding life and an easy life, but nonetheless, that's not what the Chachomim mourned the Beis HaMikdash for. They wanted Mashiach so that they should be pnuyin l'toiro l'chochma, to once again be dobuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha'mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'simchosa. If a person is only mis'abel on Yerushalayim, that's the way he'll be chayza b'tshuva. And if he's chayza b'tshuva, that's what will bring about the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, be'ezras Hashem yizbarach, b'mheira v'yomeinu amen.